Raspberry Supply.
Some airports are actually considering getting rid of the TSA. Woohoo! But what will they put in place of the TSA? The Navy is going to relieve the officer in question of his duty over those lewd videos, fair or foul, in the House. Republicans, anyway, are trying to repeal Obama's health care law. That all starts on Wednesday. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We zig and zag, rock and roll all over the place, from the left coast to the west coast to the nooks and crannies in between on the overnight highway. Here's the deal with this show. I'm going to give it to you straight. I don't care what your stripes are, left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. Call. If you have a hot opinion on something we're talking about, share it with us. 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791, or shoot me an email at americatonight.net. Did you ever hear of the money Buddha? You know, you have those little statuettes of the Buddhas. You'll see them sometimes when you're in certain stores. And the money Buddha, for those of you who don't know, who might be able to actually see it, is just one of the big guys, one of the Buddhas. And he's got a plate above his head that he holds, and it's supposed to bring you good luck, and it's a pan of money. Somebody gave me the money Buddha a couple of years ago, and somebody pushed it in my hand and said, "Be well, this will bring you good fortune." And I'm not a superstitious person, but I kept the money Buddha. And I'm wondering if I should carry the money Buddha with me when I go and get my Mega Million tickets. How many of you will be getting Mega Million tickets? Now, some of you who are listening to us would have to cross some state lines and go and get them, which, of course, you do. But I'm sure when the lottery is this high, it's up to $330 million. Got any lucky numbers you want to share with me? $330 million. Can you imagine? You take the taxes right off the top. That is a lot of bucks. What would you do if you had that much money? Guarantee every single one of you, if you work for somebody else and you really, really even love your job, I don't think you're doing that job if you're making that much money, even if you got it through a lottery. I think you're going to find something else to do with your life. All right, speaking of something else to do with your life, that's probably what's going to happen to this officer who it looks like he's going to be relieved of his duty, gets to the highest in command that you can get in the Navy, or one of the highest in commands anyway. We talked about it a little bit yesterday, and in fact, I said, oh, it's ridiculous. You can't ever cut loose, and it's so crazy how everybody's breathing down your neck. But upon further review and actually seeing those videos, not the videos the one video I initially saw, but actually seeing some of the others, yeah, it was a boneheaded move. A boneheaded move because he put himself right in the center of the potential controversy. And sure enough, the Pandora's box opens up, the Navy's humiliated, and he's going to be gone. So Captain Owen Honors, too, is his name. You got a last name of Honors. He commands the USS Enterprise. They were about to ship off for other waters, and it looks like because of the videos now that have come to light, he's going to at least be temporarily relieved of his command from that aircraft carrier. They're going to do a formal investigation into the videos that have now made the rounds, and it's not looking good for him. In the video, and clearly you can see, you can go to any website, you know, pick a news website or whatever. We'll even post it on ours. But go to MSNBC or wherever, Fox, anywhere, they've got them. And, you know, there's like a shower scene and some other things that are in there. But I guess the fact that it was pumped out, excuse me, all over the ship, and it was done in several different years, was just too much for the military, for a guy who was running the ship, not a guy who was running joke night on the Enterprise. And that got him into, somebody had an axe to grind. But once it was revealed, then it's too late. Once somebody rats you out and you're in the military because the military is about law and order, then you're smoked, you're toast. That's what happens. And so it looks like he'll probably be toast once they do the formal hearing. They're going to wait because that's part of the deal. They got to go through the hoops. Once they do the formal hearing, I don't know that he's going to have much defense for that one. Let's go to New York City for a second. It's not about lewd videos, although in some parts of the city you could certainly partake in that. John Daugherty talked about the New York City garbage and said that he would still give the people who were getting rid of the snow an A+, but not everybody agrees. Lauren Roche, who talked about the New York City garbage as well, said simply it is awful for business. Here's what went down earlier in the city.
The slippery conditions, they have to watch themselves, and sometimes they have to walk a little further to get that bag of garbage. So that slows them down and not as productive as they normally are. No, we don't see, the health department says here, health hazard. If the weather is cold, we don't see any of those problems right now. Many of the men complained to me that they were insulted, that people were insinuating they had to slow down. They told me, we worked hard, we're dedicated. It was a tough storm, and maybe people weren't satisfied with some things. From my point of view, they did an A+. From the public's point of view, we did probably a C-. There's no question about it. But the men and women worked very hard, and I can't take anything away from them.
Customers make remarks. Customers don't even come in because they can't even find our door because the trash is, like, completely piling over it.
All right, so there were a lot of problems with the garbage. The garbage was there because the snow wasn't picked up in the beginning. So then you add up the time, and you can imagine what a nightmare it was, depending on the part of the city that you live in. The good news is, in a full check before we jumped on the air, pretty much most of the garbage is being collected. Not all of it at this point. They're still collecting a lot of it, but a lot of it has been picked up. So what was a horrible problem over the weekend and into Monday is now being rectified, although there was an investigation into the sanitation department in New York as to whether or not they were dogging it because they weren't getting raises. It's one of those union things. Coming up on America Tonight, believe it or not, because we're always hammering and venting on all kinds of things from politics to ridiculousness in our court system sometimes. But instead of doing that, actually, we've got a daily salute. We have a daily salute, plus we're going to check the mail. But before we go in that direction, it's a simple question. Do you think, would you like to see the government roll back health care reform, get rid of the law? Would you like to see that happen? 800-259-5791. Here's what I've said all along. I'm not gonna jibe from that. I think there are a lot of things in this healthcare reform law that are stupid and don't belong there. Then there are things that are good. The pre-existing conditions, the donut hole for the seniors, apparently that's pretty good because now they can pay for what they need to pay for. And I think there are a few other things that work, but there are some things that don't work. I believe the idea was, okay, let's just get this through. When we can get it through, then we can pick apart what doesn't work. If that was what was initially the thought, although certainly not put out there, then there may be some bipartisan cooperation on it, but it's not looking that way. Certainly not in the House, because they just flat out want to repeal it. In the Senate, I don't think that's happening at all. And I don't even know that the House is going to get enough Democrats, but healthcare is going to be what's talked about Wednesday through Friday and then beyond those weeks as well. Daily Salute and your mail coming up next.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at herbalhealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at herbalhealer.com.
So we figured this out. I did a little chalkboard thing in honor of Tim Russert. Remember him? He was my favorite when he was on NBC. He was good. And somehow he was friendly with people from the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. Even though there's no question he leaned Democratic, he definitely had friends that were Republicans. All right, so here's the scoop. If you play the Mega Millions, because now we're fascinated and riveted by this whole scenario of winning the Mega Millions drawing. If you were to win Mega Millions, and who knows, there may be other people that would have a winning ticket the same as yours as well. But let's say you had it by yourself. So you take, it's $330 million right now, which I think it's going to be a little bit higher by the time they do the drawing at 10, because lottery fever will kick in throughout the states that have it, Texas being one of them, New Jersey, Minnesota, New York. All of the states that have Mega Millions, the people will start to line up. They'll do the obligatory television live shots. There were 50,000 people that came in line today. I mean, it's a slight exaggeration, but they'll show people in long lines getting their tickets. So you get $330 million. You do the math. You take the taxes out, because, of course, you want to take the taxes out. And you're down to, like, $100 million. Thanks to the Cracker Jack folks at GCN, because we have such a vast staff. Oatman, and I guess I'll give Matt Johnson some credit. He knows how to add as long as he has his hands free. They came up with the figure of $100 million. You would walk away with $100 million.
That's if you choose the cash out option.
Yeah, and you have to choose the cash out
exactly.
option.
Exactly.
I mean, why would you not choose that? You don't know what your fate's going to be. Who knows? What if you lived it up for 5 years and then you were dead?
But I can't believe you're giving everyone my retirement secrets here. That's not good, Kate.
Oh, listen. You have to be an idiot not to realize you can live off that interest, and the interest would be huge. You could still treat your friends, take a mega incredible vacation, buy whatever car you wanted to buy, whatever house you wanted to buy, and not seem so frivolous. You know, they always show these people that win the lottery that are ridiculous. Like, they won a lottery and it was decent money, but it wasn't 100 million clear. And they buy 50,000 gold chains and 15 cars and 5 houses and seduce 25 women and give them XYZ amount of money. And you just think, are you kidding me, dude? Are you serious? But that's what happens sometimes. All you have to do is take a chunk of it, put it in the bank, live off the interest. You could help poor people. You could establish a charity that you wanted, your name, whatever your cause was, whatever your deal is. Don't have a bunch of people with their fingers in the pie, that whole nonprofit deal where some of them are good and some of them are sketchy because of the money that the people get paid on the higher levels. It's just yours, flat out, to do with whatever you want to do. What an incredible feeling that must be if you were to clear that kind of a hurdle. And the good news is for the lottery folks, they want the money to be pumped up because they want more people to buy tickets to pump it back into education, because that's what happens in most of the states. All right, I said that we were going to do the daily salute, and then we're going to check the mail. So let's do the daily salute. We haven't done one in a while, and I think this one's pretty good. I am definitely for the death penalty, and I get nasty letters about it, and, you know, I have a brother who's a smart guy, who's an attorney, who is as liberal can be, and it makes him sick that I believe in the death penalty. But when I hear stories like this, it makes you think, oh, thank goodness this was a flat-out case where the guy was cleared. Prosecutors declared a Texas guy innocent on Monday of rape and robbery. He was in prison for 30 years, 30 years of his life. Cornelius Dupree Jr. was paroled in July. It excluded him as the person, the DNA test results excluded him, by the way, as the person who attacked a Dallas woman in 79. That's what prosecutors were saying on Monday. He was just 20 years old when he was sentenced to 75 years in prison in 1980. Is that sick? He's 51 years old. He spent more time wrongly imprisoned than any DNA exoneree in the state of Texas, which, by the way, in Texas, they have freed 41 wrongly convicted inmates through the DNA since 2001. That's also more than any other state. That gives you reason to pause, doesn't it? We've had people on the show to talk about that. In fact, if you go onto our website, americatonight.net, and you scroll down and go down a little ways to what you missed, you'll see some of those interviews. We talked to a guy who was wrongly convicted and would have gotten the death penalty, but DNA spared him. So I think that Cornelius Dupree deserves a round of applause. Yeah. They tested all the evidence, and he didn't commit the crime, and even the Dallas County District Attorney Craig Watkins is saying, yeah, there's no question he did not do it. And he was convicted of it. And why? He was a black guy. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time. They just connected him. Oh, it must be him. And he had no other connection other than that. So unfortunately, he did the time for something he did not do. The question is, you know, when we talk about the lottery and $100 million, how much could they possibly pay this man for the years that he was locked up? How much could they possibly pay him? And see, he was charged with the rape and the robbery. The woman was 26 years old, and first of all, he was never even tried on the rape charge. Court documents say that the woman and her male companion stopped at a Dallas liquor store to buy cigarettes and use a payphone. When they got into their car, two men, one was armed, forced their way into the car, ordered them to drive, demanded money from both of them. They ordered the car to the side of the road, forced the guy out of the car. The woman tried to get out, but was pulled back inside. They drove her to a park, and they debated killing her, but eventually let her live, keeping her coat and driver's license and all that stuff, and warning that if she went to the police, it would be curtains for her. She ran to the highway, collapsed. She was unconscious. She was discovered, and it was very sad. And so, unfortunately, like I said, he was the wrong place and at the wrong time. And the two men whose descriptions didn't match his, the reason he got hooked up into it is because he had gotten the coat from somebody, and it was a coat that was hers, and he sold it. So they pinned it on him as a result of that. And plus, she picked him out of a photo session, and that hurt his case as well. But now, finally, they confirmed there's just absolutely no way it was him. And he said that in his trial, but didn't help him any. And, of course, he was dirt poor, so he didn't have a great attorney to boot. And, unfortunately, he was wronged and spent all that time in prison. All right, quickly, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. This one comes from Jamie, who says, forget Expedia and Orbitz and American Airlines. I am furious over this. She's talking about the fact that American Airlines, I guess now, is off the sites, is off of a couple of sites. They said they didn't want to have to pay the commission that they have to pay when people sign up for the tickets. So because people could go to their, they wanted people to go to their website instead. So American Airlines, if you go to Expedia, and I think that's what she means, you'll see it's not there. You don't find the American Airlines fares compared on Expedia or Orbitz for now. And American's fares have been removed from Hotwire, I think, too. But there are still a couple where you'll find them. Cheap Tickets, I saw earlier in the day, was there. And Expedia, as has, you know, what they're saying now is they're unable to reach an agreement with American Airlines because American Airlines' new strategy is, they say, is anti-consumer and anti-choice. And this is their statement. American Airlines is attempting to introduce a new direct connect model that will result in higher costs and reduced transparency for consumers, making it difficult to compare American Airlines ticket prices and options with offerings by other airlines. I agree. More of a pain in the rear end, if nothing else. All right, this one from Little John, who says, wow, can't believe what that moron did on the USS Enterprise. Kate, what was he thinking? He's in the military, for goodness sake. Even the Navy. He had to know that somebody would probably flip on him. That's what I think. I think the intention was he was trying to cut up. But the problem was he was the lead dog. And also, when you're the lead dog, you're going to step on some toes. Somebody revealed what happened. Of course, it was years later. And now he's probably going to lose his sea legs, if you know what I mean. It's looking that way anyway. Stay with us, Odds and Ends, on the flip side.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes.
The next generation of alternative smoking.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. It's easy. Nothing you can make that can't be made. No one you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. It's easy.
Quick movie review. I went to see True Grit, and I'm going to say thumbs up on a scale of 1 to 10. I'm giving it an 8+. 8+. 10 is hard to get out of me, so take that for what it's worth. I don't want to give away any details. I'm going to tell you Matt Damon was good in it. I love Jeff Bridges anyway, and he was excellent in the lead role. And the little girl was good, too. I mean, the whole thing was very well done. And it's now commercially the biggest success for the Coen brothers, who I think are hilarious. And it won't disappoint. Let's just put it that way. It won't disappoint you. James Brolin, or Josh Brolin, is in it, too. And he's got an excellent role. There are a few cameos that you'll recognize as well. Remember, on Thursdays we do our really cheap movie review, which basically means we throw up some trailers, I tell you what I know about the movie, and let you decide whether you want to pony up the coin to go and see it. I love movies. It's just a great escape. Movies and whacking golf balls. There's nothing like hitting golf balls and checking out the flicks. It's a good way to burn some time. Burn some time. All right, well, we're not burning time here on America Tonight. We've been talking about a couple of different things. I know we're kind of flopping around in some different directions. We usually do that because I think we all have a bit of the ADD, whether it's the Navy and what they're going to do with Captain Owen Honors. He's definitely going to lose his sea legs, like I said. He's the commander of the USS Enterprise who decided to put together some videos that ripped on gays and had some other contrived little things in it, put on a show basically, that if you were doing it in a frat house, if you were doing it in the NFL rookie camp, or a lot of places you could get away with that. But remember, military, the law of order, all that, and especially when you're the top dog. At first, I thought, hey, come on. These guys should be able to cut loose. It's ridiculous. They can get their heads blown off. They can have their ship attacked or whatever. They could go down in one of the planes, so they can't ever cut loose. But the problem was he was just way too high up the chain of command. And I'm sure he got under someone's skin and they decided to get back at him. And when you go viral, they got evidence. I mean, look, that's the thing. Now anymore, with the way we're so connected, it's too easy. I mean, it's too easy to nail somebody because you, boom, you got it there right on your fingertips. You know, on your cell phone, on your iPhones, you got the evidence. And so the videos are there for everybody to see, including you can see them. You can go and look at the videos and decide for yourself. In fact, do that. Shoot me an email and tell me what you think, fair or foul. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
How was your New Year's?
It was pretty good. I mean, it was low-key, but it was good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm not, you know what, I'm not the partying, let's dress up to the nines, go out and spend some serious bucks and go booze it up. That's I never was that type. You know what I mean? I'd rather kick back, relax. There's too many nuts on the road. So it was low key, but it was good.
Really? You surprised me there, Kate.
Really? You thought it would be like doing it up on the Empire State Building, sashaying around with the rich and famous in my heels.
Anyway, we had 10 below with 20 mile an hour wind, so it was like about almost 30 below with the wind chill. It was just nothing good to go out in. So, but anyway, though, it's always happy to be on this side of a new year, you know, and try to be optimistic and look forward to things. And by the way, two games in a row losing to a third string quarterback. I told you this a week ago, Kate. So, what's going on with your Eagles? I heard they benched a lot of their starters for the Cowboy game.
Oh, that's the only reason they did that. They benched them because they don't have the bye. So they weren't going to waste anybody, no offense, against the Cowboys because it was a game that didn't mean anything to them.
You know, we'll see because they got the Packers coming in now and it's going to look pretty sad if you lose your last two games of the regular season against the third team.
Sour grapes, you cowboy whiner.
Are they going to keep Garrett down there, I guess, I hear? Or?
They are going to. Okay, my inside sources, which are pretty good, it doesn't mean they're dead on right, but they're pretty good. They've been with the team, let's say, for 20 years. They say it's a done deal. Done deal. He's the guy, but he's not going to say it because, first of all, it's against league rules. He has to interview. And they'll go through the whole interview process, but in the end, it's going to be Garrett.
All right. Well, I see if Gruden and Cowher turned him down, you know, that'd be about the only two guys outside of the rest of them. All the rest of them just all seem to be about the same level, you know. I mean, so, and the players seem to like Garrett. So I still think he was the one that called that rotten play at the beginning of the season against the Redskins. But anyway, though, the problem with the Cowboys right now isn't their offense. They've got to get something changed on that defense because it was just horrible this year. But anyway, though, they'll enjoy watching the Super Bowl in their home stadium, I guess. So are you going to go to that, by the way, since you're there?
I have been invited to go, and I have credentials, so I probably will go to the game.
Oh, good for you.
It'll be really good for me if the Eagles are there.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know, you got both teams are in it. Pittsburgh's in it too, so it'd not be weird. Both of them have to go down to Dallas to play. You know, how much the Eagles hate the Cowboys, and then the Steeler Cowboy rivalry over the years, and you know, wouldn't that be weird if it ended up being Pittsburgh and the Eagles somehow, and they both had to go to Dallas to play the game? So
that would be weird, wouldn't it?
So anyway, though, so you say True Grit's pretty good, huh? So
I think it's good. It's worth it. It's a great, if you ever get that a day off or you have the time in between, you know, when you work weird jobs and stuff, do the matinee thing. It's great.
Yeah. Well, I was going to go see it on Christmas Day with my dad, but things, everybody was too tired, I guess, or whatever. His schedule got all messed up or whatever. But anyway, I don't know. I can't see Matt Damon as a cowboy. He's too much Jason Bourne to me. But I guess I got to give the guy some leeway there to try other roles, right?
Yeah, it works. Trust me, it works. I love the Bourne. You know what? It's so funny that you said that, the Jason Bourne role. I just watched, you know, I have them all. I watched that first Bourne Identity, the very first one I watched again. I love it. I love it. The first one's great. All of them are good, but I like the first one.
Yeah, so, anyway, so they're talking Ken, I'm really a little frustrated what I'm hearing coming out of Washington right now because it's like the Republicans are all pointing their finger at the Democrats, and the Republicans want to raise the debt ceiling or something like that, I don't know which one of them it is to $14 trillion. I don't know, but you know the interesting point is you know Republicans are pointing their finger that you know Democrats are spending too much money, but you know under Reagan, Bush, and Bush, Republicans put this country $10 trillion in debt.
Yeah, they forget.
Slice and dice it, you know whether it was. You know, I heard the comment, well, for every dollar the Republicans spent, Democrats spent two. Doesn't matter. Happens on your watch. I think George Bush did a pretty good job as a president, but doesn't matter. It's going to come down in history. He was the president that was the president when America got attacked, you know. I mean, it's just the way it is, you know. It happens on your watch, and the fact is, on their watch, they put this country $10 trillion in debt.
Yeah.
And, you know, another point, the fingers at the Democrats saying, you can't do that. We got to stop spending now. Yeah, it's your fault we did this in the first place. And I hate that, you know, it's the one really bad part where I hate backing the Republican Party because of it. You know, they just, you know, they act for years. They just act like they had this big Uncle Sam credit card, and they could just spend as much money as they want and not cut back on programs. And, you know, and it's just a big mess or whatever, Kate, but. You know, either way, I think from listening to things I was listening to today, I think Obama's got the next election won. Because either way this goes down, you know, if the economy turns around and it's doing good, he's going to get the credit for it. They're not going to give the Republicans the credit for it. You know, and if the economy doesn't turn around, then they're just going to sit there and say, well, the Republicans, you put them in power, you know, in Congress and the House, and they didn't get anything done, so why choose them, you know? So I don't know. It's starting to look like, plus, you never know who's going to come out as the candidate from the Republicans. I got to tell you right now, it's like the day that John McCain picked Sarah Palin to be his running mate, the day he lost that election. She gets put in there, Kate. No way. No one's taking this.
Oh, no way. I cannot believe, just forget that. I cannot believe the Republicans would go in that direction. Are you kidding me? No way.
Well, you know, I got nothing against her, Kate. I think she's very bright, but unfortunately,
right.
There's not enough people that take her serious, you know, and it comes down to individual creativity, you know. You and I can sit back and just, you know, point our fingers and follow the party lines or whatever other people are saying, you know, but when it comes down to coming up with ideas of your own and leading the direction, which is something Obama, I think, has filled in the sense of president, because he's pretty much run his party line until just recently, you know, and now they're all like, well, I think both sides, Kate, are afraid that if they look like they're standing out on their own and being too stubborn, that the American people aren't going to put up with it. The American people are
They're tired of it. They're tired of it, and that's right. We're tired of the same old, same old. And you're right, the Republicans and raising the debt ceiling, it's crazy. You're moving money in different directions, but it's going around in that same circle. All right, stay with us. We're going to top it off on the flip side.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of ExtendoVite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Ozzy Osbourne is coming to Dallas, and one of my pals who's in the music business hooked me up. I'm going to Ozzy Osbourne. I'm wondering what I should wear to an Ozzy Osbourne concert these days. And wonder what Ozzy is like on stage. You know, there's your big question. What's he like? Is it like the old television reality show? You know how he stumbled out? All right, so there's a lot of speculation. Here we are, the season is done, and the Cowboys are done, and some of the teams that are not going to the playoffs include the New York Giants. How about that? The Philadelphia Eagles are going. The Minnesota Vikings aren't going, and Brett Favre said his goodbyes. And let me tell you what's happening with Brett Favre, because some people are going after him. I'll do that in a second. But there's been a lot of speculation, because now the coaching carousel starts. Who loses their job, who comes in. And the Dallas Cowboys, like it or not, if you hate the Cowboys or you love the Cowboys, and I know this from traveling with them, they are like rock stars. There's enough people that like them. Here I was in New York City, and this is New York City. You think the Giants, the rivalry, you think they would be complete Cowboy haters, and there are Cowboy haters, but man, there are people that embrace the Dallas Cowboys wherever you go. I traveled with them to Green Bay, the land of the cheeseheads, and there were people lined up 10 deep when we got to the hotel to try to get a glimpse of any of the Cowboys. It was crazy. guess I didn't realize that the whole idea of America's Team was a stroke of brilliance by carried on by Jerry Jones as he became the master marketer behind the team once he bought it. He had a rough couple of beginning years, and then he just made serious bucks because he really pumped that whole thing out there. He just took a page out of Tex Schramm's book because he was the one who started the Cowboy Cheerleaders and all that stuff and played it up, the whole Dallas mystique and America's Team and all of that. So people are always talking about Dallas, whether they live in New York or they live in the Midwest or live in the South or wherever they live. If they're a football fan, Cowboys come up. And is it Jason Garrett going to be the guy that takes over the reins as the coach of the Cowboys? My inside sources who are pretty good say done deal, cannot announce it because of the Rooney rule and having to interview coaches and interview for coaches to make it kind of a fair game, but that Garrett definitely has it nailed. But Jerry's not giving away anything. He's not telling anyone anything. He's very good at spin, and he's skirting around the issue of Garrett. Here's what he said about the interview process and as far as Garrett's concerned. Check it out.
I know him real well, and certainly I've had him, and it would be I don't have to interview him.
All right, so he says he doesn't have to interview him. Of course he knows him really well. He played for the Cowboys. His father was part of the Cowboys team. Remember, Jason Garrett comes from a long line of football people. And a fun little fact about Garrett that people don't realize, I think they know by now that he went to Princeton, and, you know, who cares? He was an Ivy League guy. But you know who his roommate was? His roommate was Dean Cain. Superman was his roommate. Isn't that crazy? All right, so also in the world of sports, this is big. Brett Favre says goodbye and thanks for the memories, and he doesn't regret what he did by playing for Minnesota again and coming back into the game and all that. He thanked the fans in Green Bay, thanked the fans in Minnesota. I think there's no question. What do you think he goes into the Hall of Fame as? Green Bay Packer. I wonder who's going to do his lead-in, though, when he's in Canton, when he's enshrined. Who's he going to pick to do the do his introduction? I'm not sure about that one. I have a couple of ideas. But he's not worried about that right now. He's worried about who's suing him. And there are two women that are suing Brett Favre for sexual harassment. They're saying that they were with the Jets. Boy, the Jets can't get away from this, can they? They were with the Jets, and they were part-time massage therapists, and they're going after him, saying in a lawsuit that he sent sexually suggestive text messages to them, and it cost them their part-time jobs with the New York team, and they're suing for untold amounts of cash. The lawsuit, just a day or a couple of days after the NFL fined him $50,000 for not being candid or open or whatever in an investigation into the allegations that he sent text messages and photos to a Jets hostess. Remember that whole thing still going on. And the lawsuit says that Favre sent a two massage therapists and then a third unidentified therapist back in 2008 a text message asking whether they want to get together and suggesting that he had bad intentions. Oh, Brett, what were you thinking? You know, here's what has to happen. When I don't care if they're veterans or rookies or whatever, the smart money for these teams would be, you know, the boys will be boys thing, okay, fine. But if you want to have them not get in the middle of all this nonsense, especially if they're married guys, one thing if they're single, because then, you know, who cares? But just set them straight. Do a media, like a whole media day, where you just go through the scenarios of what could possibly happen to you, including, yes, people are videotaping you when you do bong hits, and you're at some party at some frat house somewhere on an off day or on a bye week. Crazy. I'm thinking of Michael Phelps now. Remember that? The swimmer. the king of gold medals, and then there he is doing bong hits. Oh, what a blunder that was. Blunder. Then he has to come out, and he's worried about, apologize, say it was one of those deals, and, you know, loses endorsements. But it's the same thing. You know, if they want to get endorsements and stuff, they got to be careful where they're seen. Singles, one thing. Married's another. The sexting deal, it's just stupid. It's just stupid. And then anybody who decides you're worth some money, they got grounds to blackmail you. And that certainly has happened. In this case, it didn't happen as far as blackmailing, but now that this whole thing has come out, it gave these massage therapists, pardon the pun, a couple of legs to stand on, and they're going to take it to court. So maybe he does end up settling outside of court. Who knows? All right, let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Okay. I made it home fine from Mississippi.
Good. Did you have a good time in Mississippi?
Oh, yeah. I ate good seafood. I can breathe underwater now.
That's how I felt when I left Mississippi. It's good. The the gumbo is excellent. Or jambalaya. Yeah.
Yeah. And red snappers and all that. But
ooh, yum.
I was in the Merriman Homeland and I didn't see your picture on the wall. They must not got it up there yet.
I liked Mary Mahoney's. It was good.
Yeah, I was for your picture on the wall, but I didn't see it. So.
No, you're funny. I'll have to send him one.
Yeah, I have to mention that to him next time I'm down there.
There you go.
But you talk about Brett Favre there, you know, that sounds kind of fishy, you know, that these women waiting all these three years to bring it up, you know.
Right.
And,
but here's the thing, Rick. Here's the thing. If they save the texts and all that, you know, it's in their phone, then they'll use it. They'll bring it up. If they've got it, anything saved, and he did send that, even though it happened a couple of years ago, they've got a little evidence if they want to go after him. Now, proving it's going to be a different story, that's going to be tougher. But who knows if he succumbs just to get it off his plate and he just pays some money to make it go away.
Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to do, just get money out of him. I mean, 2 years, 3 years, long time to wait. He's traumatized, all upset and all that stuff.
I agree.
So,
absolutely.
There's a number of fishy things going on there.
All right. But once the story broke, then that was it. Then, I keep saying, I use my analogy all the time of Pandora's box, but he put himself in the thick of it, and it's too late. It's all out there, and he's got to deal with it. He's got to pick up the pieces. And at this point, I'm sure he's not worried so much because he's got attorneys and there's people that will handle it. It probably has a chance of going away. Rick, thanks for the call. If you have any thoughts on the show, please send them to me at americatonight.net.
Crazy, crazy, crazy.
Yeah, baby.
How do you know him?
Fame, fortune, fast women.
Yeah. How about a beer?
Even better.